ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Bruchim Hamazinim. This shiur will be'ezus Hashem be the second chelik of Sanhedrin Daf Hei. The Gemara discusses the fact that if a dayan gets reshus to dan, and then he makes a mistake, so he's going to be putter. Who does he have to get reshus from in order to be putter? So the Gemara says, in Bavel there's a Resh Galusa, and in Eretz Yisrael there's a Nasi. And the Gemara says, Pshita mehacha lahacha umehasam lahasam umehacha lahasam mahani, which means to say the reshus of the Resh Galusa works for a dayan that's being done in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. And the reshus of a nasi in Eretz Yisrael definitely works for a dayan that's being done in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara has a shaila, what about if reshus received from a nasi in Eretz Yisrael helps him to be potter in Bavel as well? And the Gemara comes out of maskana that not. So there's a clear differentiation between receiving reshus from Resh Galusa in Bavel, which is more powerful and works for everywhere, versus getting reshus from a nasi in Eretz Yisrael, which only works for Eretz Yisrael itself. And the Gemara explains the difference between the two. Dahacha shevet v'hasam mechaikek. In Bavel, the Resh Galusa has a status of shevet, and in Eretz Yisrael, the nasi only has a status of mechaikek. K'detanya, le'yasar shevet me'yehuda elu rashi galiyas shebavavel shereidin es Yisrael b'shevet. They rule Klal Yisrael with a stick. Umechaikik mi bein raglov, elu b'nei banav shel Hillel, shemalam dun tayir barabim, and the Gemara is darshaning the lashon mechaikik as somebody who makes a chayk, so he's malam dun tayir. Rashi is masbir, shevet is lashon srara, v'yesh lashon reshus lahafkir, the hefker bez din hefker. Shevet is a lashon of srara, which gives them a power of hefker bez din hefker. Versus mechaikik, so Rashi, that's srara mu'etas. Someone with srara mu'etas also has a power of hefker bezdin hefker. Just the difference is that a shevet which has a full-fledged srara, he has a power of hefker bezdin hefker, bane on the people that live there in Bavel, and bane on the people that live in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas a mechaikik, who has a srara mu'etas, his power of hefker bezdin hefker only gives him a right for dayanim that are in Eretz Yisrael and not those that are in Chutz La'aretz. Now it's important to speak out that over here we see a very important gilui as to what the power of hefker bezdin hefker really is. Al pi the pashtus of the lashon of hefker bezdin, it sounds like it's a koyach of bezdin. Over here, though, we see that it's not really an inyan of bezdin per se, but rather an inyan of srara, and this is a yisoid which the Dvar Avram in his Truvis, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Anaf Beis, is very marachin, and he brings the raya, in fact, from Arasugya and from the Lashainus of Rashi and other Rishainim here. That Hefker Bezdin Hefker is really Midin Srara Umem Shala. The Torah gave a power and a kayach to someone who possesses Srara Umem Shala to be Mavker, the Mammon of the Yidin. And the emes is that this is Mashma, really, in the psukim which the Gemaris and Yevamis Peites and Gittin Lamavav bring down as the Makairis for the din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. The first pasuk that's brought down is a pasuk in Ezra, Kol Ashele Yavei L'Shleishes Hayamim Ba'atzas Hasarim Vazkeinim Yochram Kol Rechushay V'Gaymer. So we see that it's a power of Sarim and Zkeinim. And so too the second pasuk which the Gemara brings down in Yeshua, the Gemara talks about the Kayach to be Manchil, and the Gemara says, Roshim manchilin esa'am kol ma sheyirtu. So the Lashon Bezdin is not to be taken literally as a power of Bezdin, but rather it's an inyan of Srara and Memshala. Now, this that we find the difference between Srara Gemura, which works for everywhere, versus Srara Mu'etis, Alpi Pashtus is just the inyan of a full-fledged Srara or a smaller Srara. But this can be be'emes better understood, al pi the words of the Briskerov in Chidushim or in Riz Halevi al Hatayra in Parashas Vayelech. He's Meirich over there that Yeshnei Oifane Nesias. there are two dinim in Nesias over Klal Yisrael. One is the inion of Nesios Shel Malchus, which is called Shevet. And he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, that says, Rashi Golias Shebebavel, B'makam Melech Hein Oimdim. They have an inion of a Melech, V'yesh Lehem Lirdei Ses Yisrael, Shenemar, La'yosur Shevet Mi'yehuda, Elu Rashi Golias Shebebavel. So the first is the inion of Malchus. And the Rashi Golias Shebebavel also have that inion of Malchus. And that's Merumez in the Lashon Shevet, and they have a power to be Reides Yisrael, which is an inion of Malchus. The second inion of Nesias is a Nesios Shel Torah. And that's called Mechaikek Miloshen Chaik, which is Bnei Banav Shel Hillel, Shamalamdin Torah Barabim. So there are two totally different inyanim of Nesias. One is a Shem Melech, and one is a Nesias Shel Torah. So I'll pee this, we can understand that a Melech has a inion of Nesias Be'etzem. Mitzad the etzem fact that he has a Shem Melech, that makes him a Nasi. Whereas the Nesias Shel Torah, that comes from actually engaging and being Melamed Torah at the Klal Yisrael. That's what makes him a Nasi. In Cain, we can understand the Rashi Golias Shebebavel, which B'makam Melech Heim Oimdim, if they have a Shem of a Melech Mitzad Atzmam, therefore their power of Sarara and Memshala applies to anyone in Klal Yisrael anywhere. Whereas a Nasi Shaber Eretz Yisrael, which his whole power of Nasius is only mitzad the fact that he's Melamed Torah Barabim, so that only gives him a Kayach to the people within his vicinity, which he affects with his being Melamed Torah, with his Psak Halacha, with his Limud HaTorah, that's what gives him the status of a Nasi. So that's only Klapi the people in his Makam in Eretz Yisrael, or in the Makam Asmuchim to Eretz Yisrael, like the Gemara says, that he actually has a Shem of a Nasi. Whereas other places in the world, where he doesn't affect as far as his Limud HaTorah is concerned, there he's not going to have a power of a Nasi, which is why his Rishus doesn't work for Bavel. Ad kan the difference between what is a Shevet and what is a Mechaikik. And now let's go to the next shtickle. Let's understand why Be'emes does the Reish Galusa and Bavel have a status of a Shevet, and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael only have the status of a Mechaikik. So Tosfos says, B'divrei HaMaschil Dehacha, that the Reish Galusa is Bami Zecharim. He comes Ben Achar Ben from Shevet Yehuda. Whereas a Nasi Shaber Eretz Yisrael only comes from the Nekevis. A Ben Achar Ben has a status, the higher status of Shevet. He has Malchus Mamish. And a Ben Achar Bas, someone who only comes through the Nekevis, doesn't have the Nesias of Malchus. He only has the Inyan of Mechaikik, which is the Nesias that could come through Limud HaTorah Barabim. Now the Risk Rav is Maisif, that Be'emes, this is very meduyik in the Lashon HaPasuk. La'yosur Shevet Mi'Yehuda. That's Mashma, that the Shevet, the Reish Galusa, he himself has a Shem Yehuda. The Shem Yehuda is only through Ben Achar Ben, because the Yichus only goes L'mishpachaysam L'veis Avaysam. Whereas Mechaikek, that's Mi'Bein Raglav. He himself doesn't have a Shem of Yehuda, but he comes, Mi'Bein Raglav, he's a Toilada of Yehuda. That's how it's Meduyik in the Pasuk, Al Pi Divrei Abriskarov, over there in Parshas Vayelech. Rashi, however, sounds like he's saying something else, because he says, B'Divrei HaMaschil Sharoidim Esa'om, She'yesh Lehem Koyach Rishus Me'es Malchei Paras. Because they have Rishus from the Melech of Paras, that's what gives them the status of Shevet and the power to be Reide Es Ha'am. This is a Meridik Echidish. This means that the Malchei Akum have a koyach to instate who is going to be the Shevet, who is going to be the Reish Galusa, and that's what gives those people the koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. How does that work? Zokta Dvar Avram over there in Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Anaf Beis, this works hand in hand with what he was Masber, that the Inyan of Hefker Bezdin Hefker is an Inyan of Sarara and Memshala. Because the Malchei Paras also have a Koyach of Sarara Memshala, which is the Din of Dina de Malchus Adina. Zok the Dvar Avram, that the Inyan of Dina de Malchus Adina and the Inyan of Hefker Bezdin Hefker is really one Yesod. That the Torah gives a Koyach of Sarara and Memshala to somebody who has an Inyan of Malchus, and through that, they have a power to do Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hayyite, that Al Pi Pashtus, we have a Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis, as to why the Reish Galusa Shebebavel was on a higher level of Srara, he had a Shem Shevet, versus the Nesiim Shabaret Yisrael, which were only Mechaikek. Lefi Taisvis, it's because the Reish Galusa was Bami Zcharim, whereas the Nasi Shabaret Yisrael is Bami Nekevis. And Lefi Rashi, it's because the Reish Galusa Shabu Bavel had the extra Maila that he was appointed through the Malchus of Paras, which has the Inyan of Dina the Malchusadina, which brings to Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Al Pishitas Rashi, Zokteri Vosh in Chuvis, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, what would be if the Malchus of Goyim would go ahead and appoint a Dayan directly? Not that they appointed a Reish Galusa who appointed a Dayan, but the Malchus of Akam, they themselves would appoint a Bezdin. They would appoint a Rav Mitam the Malchus. Would that Dayan have a Kayach or not? Zokteri Rivash, Al Pi Divrei Rashi, Kol Shekein, it's a Kal V'chaymer, that the Dayan would have a power. If the whole Mila of a Dayan that's appointed idea, the Reish Galusa Shabbabavel, is because the Reish Galusa Shabbabavel Atzmai is coming Mikoyach the Malchei Paras, so if the Malchei Paras directly appoint a Dayan, they for sure have a power to give the Dayan the necessary Kayach. That's the Yisoid that Rivash takes out of Shitas Rashi. However, the Tumim in Simon Gimel Sivkatan Vav has a very big problem with this. Zokta Tumim, it's impossible to say that the extra kayak that the Reish Galusa Bababel has to appoint a Dayan, even in Eretz Yisrael, comes mikayach, the fact that he's appointed Aidei the Melech of Paras. Because the reign of the Melech Paras itself was only Negea Klape Chutz La'aretz itself, Klape Bavel. But as far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, at that time in history, the Melech of Paras Bechlal didn't have a shlita of Eretz Yisrael. Adarabe, it was the Melech of the Kesar of Raimi that had the shlita. And the Kesar of Raimi, in fact, at that time, not only did he have a shlita of Eretz Yisrael, but he really had a shlita over the whole world. So if anything, the Nasi Shev Eretz Yisrael, if he got the backing of the Kesar of Raimi, he should be the one to have Koyach to create a Dayan and to pater a Dayan b'chol ha'elam kulay. But the Reish Galusa Shabbabavel, which only has the backing of the Melech Paras, he should not have a Kayach for anywhere else other than where the Melech Paras himself has a Shlita, which is in Bavel alone, and not in Eretz Yisrael. So based on this Mahalach that it's Melech Paras that gives the Reish Galusa Shabbabavel his Kayach, it makes no sense that the Reish Galusa Shabbabavel, he's the one that should have Kayach on Kol Ha'elam Kulay, whereas the Nasi Shev Eretz Yisrael should not. If anything, it should be Fakert. This is the Tmiya that the Tumim has on this Mahalach in Rashi. Memeila Zokta Tumim, I have a different shot in Rashi, not like the Rivash understands in Rashi. And he says, Be'emes, Rashi is Maide to Taisvis, that the Iker Kayach of the Reish Galusa only comes Mikayach the fact that he comes from Beis Yehuda and Mizera David HaMelech. And he says, in a beautiful Lashon, V'zel L'shayin Kachay, Mishahu Mizera David, Loi ha'oiz v'hamamshala, u'reshus min ha'shamayim, k'dechsiv, Beis David, Koyamar Hashem, Dinu Labaiker Mishpat. Zokta Tumim, that's an indisputable fact, that the whole Koyach that any Reish Galusa could ever have is only from the fact that he comes from Beis David. Like it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, that the one that has Koyach for Mishpat is David. And even Rashi agrees to that. The only reason why Rashi is Maisif, that they have Koyach Rashus Me'es Malchei Paras, is only to answer up a different question which was bothering Rashi, Zokta Tumim. Rashi was being bothered, even if it's true that Be'etzem al Pitaira, somebody who's a descendant from Beis David has a Kayach, and he essentially should be able to be a Melech and a Meishel over Klal Yisrael, but how is that executable L'maise, Kozman Klal Yisrael is living in Golos, Tachas HaGoyim. Bishlama, if we'd be living in Eretz Yisrael, and Yadenu Tekifa, Klal Yisrael has a Memshala. So then, Beis David, which has Rishus for Malchus, could actually do the Malchus Lamaisa. But Kozman, we're in Bavel, and we're Tachas Memshalas, the Melech of Bavel, how is it possible for the Reish Galusa, who maybe has a right to be a Melech, but how is it possible for him to Lamaisa be the Melech and be Raida Es Yisrael? That's why Rashi has to say this extra nakuda, because he has koyach rishus me'eis malchei paras. They allow it, and they gave him the backing. So therefore, he can actually execute the power which he's given min hashamayim to be the melech. And the emes is this is very meduyik in Rashi, because the divrei maschil of Rashi is shereidim esa'am. So Rashi's gufa coming to explain the lashon of the Gemara, which says that the Reish Galusa has the din of Shevet, which is actually ruling the Am, b'shevet. And that says Rashi, how can he actually do it l'maisa? That's only because he has koyach roshos me'eis malchei paras. But the etzem koyach be'etzem, even Rashi agrees to Taisvis that it comes from being Beis David. Now, if we'd like to understand why is the Reish Galusa Shabbat Bavel have more koyach than Nasi Shabbat Yisrael, that Rashi doesn't tell us. He just says, here there's a Sarara, and there's a Sarara Mu'etis. In that, we can say, says the Tumim, that Rashi agrees to the Yisrael of Taisvis, because there it's Bami Zecharim, and there it's Bami Nekevis. That's the Tumim's pshat in Rashi. Mimela zok the Tumim lefi this, I argue halacha lemais on the Rivash. What's going to be in the case of the Rivash, where the Malchei Paras, any Melech HaAkum, goes ahead and is Mimana Adayin directly? Avade, they're not going to have the Koyach to give the Dayan, the Koyach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because that's not what Rashi ever meant. Rashi just meant that through the Malchei Paras, someone who comes from Beis David, he has the Rishus Min HaShemayim and the Oiz Umem Shala. Ad kan this shtickle. And now, let's go weiter. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Aleph, brings down the Nusach of the Rishus that Rabbi Bar Chana received from his uncle Reb Chiya, and it starts with the words, Yaira Yaira. And then it says, Yadin Yadin. The difference between Yaira and Yadin is that Yadin, Din, is referring to Rishus to be Dan Dine Maminis, whereas Yaira is referring to the Rishus to Dan the Halachas of Isser Veheter, like the Chelek and Shulchan Aruch, which is called Yaira Deya. Now the Gemara Namad Beis asks Akasha on the Lashon Yaira Yaira. Frek the Gemara, Yaira Yaira, Igamir Rishus Alamali. Meaning to say that in the Halachas of Isser Veheter, Rishus is not necessary. As long as Rabbi Bar Chana was proficient in the halachis, that's enough. And the Gemara answers, Mishamaisa Shahaya, because of a story where a kehila made a mistake based on a misunderstanding of what somebody paskin for them in Hilchas Isser Veheter. Therefore, there was a gzeira that was made that a Talmud cannot be Meira Halachis, Ela Imkain, Neitel Rishus Mirabai. But Enechanami, Me'ikra Adin, Netilas Rishus is only necessary in regards to Hilchas Dine Maminais, in order that if he makes a mistake, it should be Pater. But in regards to Hilchas Isser Veheter, it would not be necessary. Ad kan Divrei Gemara. Now Taisvis over there, with Divrei Maschil Igamir, asks the Kasha on the Gemara like this. L'chaira, just like in regards to Dine Maminais, it's important to get Rishus, so that if you make a mistake, you should not have to pay. That same idea applies to Hilchas Isser Veheter as well. Because what would happen if a person would paskin wrongly that something is usher in a case where it's really mutter? It's usher to eat a specific piece of meat, for example. And be'emes, he's causing the bailam a hefsid mamain. So really, the dayan should have to pay. And the only reason why he would be pater from paying, again, is because if he receives rishus, he's pater from paying, just like in regards to dinei maminis. So why does the Gemara assume so pashut that only in regards to dinei maminis you need rishus, in regards to isser v'heter you don't need rishus? The same idea applies by both of them. That's Taisus's kasha. And Taisus brings a raya that even in regards to Isser Veheter, you need to have Rishus in order to be Pater from reimbursing the Bailam when you make a mistake. His raya is from a Gemara later on the Flamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses a story where there was an animal, Shenitala Aimshala, which means to say the base Hirayan of the animal was taken out, and it was brought in front of Rav Tarfon to find out if this animal is now Trefa or not, and Rav Tarfon asserted it. Later on, the Gemara says, Taidus HaReife came along. The Reife came along and said that Ein Parah V'Chazira Yaitzis Me'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. All the animals which go out of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, there's a usual process where Chaitchen Ha'Em Shelah Kadeshet Loi Teileit. They take out the base Arayin of the animal so that it should not propagate in other lands. And the animals live for more than a year. Which means to say that even such an animal with such a procedure was done, it's still not a trefa, and it's still kosher. So it turns out that Rav Tarfon asserted that animal was really shalikadin. And the Gemara says, Omer Rav Tarfon, holcha chamarcha. That's it, you just lost your chamar. Which means to say, Rav Tarfon was saying on himself that he's going to be chayiv to reimburse the Bailam. To which Rabbi Kiva answered, Amar le Rabbi Kiva, Potter ata, shekol hamumcha l'rabim, potter melashalam. Now the girsa in our shas is, kol hamumcha l'rabim, potter melashalam. But the Rishonim had a different girsa. Their girsa was, kol hamumcha l'bezdin, potter melashalam. And the Bach over there in Hagoyes HaBach actually changes the girsa to kol hamumcha l'bezdin, potter melashalam. So Taisus understands that if Rabbi Kiva said that the reason why he's Pater Melashalam is because he's a Mumcha Lebezdin, and the definition of Mumcha Lebezdin is that he received Rishus, he's a Samuch, so it's only on account of the fact that Rabbi Tarfin received Rishus that he's Pater from reimbursing the Bailim when he asserted his Para Shalai Kedin. But if not for that, he would be Chayiv. So you see that even in regards to Hilchas Isra V'Heter, if a Paisik Paskins Shalai Kedin, and he asks something that's really mutter, he's chayiv to reimburse the Bailim unless he receives the Rishus. So therefore, Fractitus in our sugya, why does the Gemara have trouble with the fact that the Nusach of the Rishus is Yaira Yaira as well? And Taisus answers a very big chiddush, that the Gemara holds that a Dayan does not need specific Rishus for Yaira Yaira and Yadin Yadin, meaning the one who's giving him Rishus does not have to specify that his Rishus replies Bain Lagabi Ilsiva Heter and Bain Lagabi Dine Mominus. As long as he says one of them, that's enough of a Rishus to be Pater by both. So the Gemara's question really is on the double Lashon. Because one specific Lashon, either Yairi Yaira or Yadin Yadin, would help Bain for Hilchas Ilsiva Heter and Bain for Dine Mominus, and it does not need to be said twice. That's how Taisus is Masber, the Gemara's Kasha. But the Ikar Hanacha, which Taisus built from the Gemara and the Flamed Gimel, then in regards to Isser V'Heter, you need Rishus in order to be Pater, Taisus remains with that Hanacha. However, if you look in the Nemukei Yosef, later on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Nemukei Yosef disagrees. And the Nemukei Yosef says, V'zel Shainai le'inyin hayra'a, in regards to hayra'a of Isser V'Heter, afilu einai samuch, im hu mumche lehayra'a, pater hu melashalem. As long as he's a mumche, he does not have to pay, which is like the Pashtus of our Gemara, on the Fehamid Beis. And the Nemukei Yosef explains, Share Chayivu Lahiris Min HaTorah. He has a directive Min HaTorah that if he's knowledgeable enough to be Meira, that he's Mechuyev to be Meira. And the Nemukei Yosef fears Ois, Chol Shachayiv Min HaTorah, anyone who's Mechuyev Min HaTorah to Paskin is Pater Melashalim. And he brings as a source to this the Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel, which says, Elameata Tola Yishalmu. So the Nemukei Yosef uses this as a raya that any dayan which is authorized and has a directive al pi Torah to go ahead and paskin, if he makes a mistake, he's going to be potter. Now the Gemara earlier on Daf Gimel only asks the Torah's kasha that every shleisha adyaitis that are dan dinei mominus, they should be potter because they have rishos. The Gemara's teretz is that there's a chshash midrabanan if you're going to potter them. According to one man, the Omar, will be a problem of l'shleit tinal delos b'fnei lovin, and according to another man, the Amar, there's going to be a problem that we're chayshish for yeshvei kranus. Now that teretz understands in Muki Yosef only applies in regards to dinei mominus, but in regards to isra v'heter, we remain with the ikar yisoid that any paisik that has an authorization to paskin and he has a directive in a Torah to paskin, if he makes a mistake, he's going to be potter. Now what's the svar of the p'tor? The Nemukei Yosef holds that that has a gedder of an einus. A meira hayra, or a dayan, which is authorized and has a directive min haTorah to go ahead and paskin, if he makes a mistake, that's a gedder of an einus. Now it seems that Taisus disagrees with this, because Taisus, which was forced to answer his chiddush, that the Gemara's question was just on the double lashon, but he holds that be'etzem, even in order to be potter, in regards to Isser V'Heter, you need Rishus. He, L'chaira, holds that he would not have a Shem of an Einus. What's the Bir HaMachleikis between the Nemukei Yosef and Taisus, whether or not he has a Shem of an Einus? So the emes is, we spoke about in the earlier shir, Chelek Aleph on Daf Hei, that this is also a HaMachleikis between this very Nemukei Yosef and the Baal Hamor. They argue in a case of a dayan who's paskining dinei mominus, if we say that be'etzem, having rishus to paskin, that's a paiter and that gives him a sham einus. Now, in order to understand this machlekes properly, we first have to be makdim that the Nemuki Yosef, it's clear, mitaych dvarav, he's not going in a situation where this dayan or this meirah hara was approached and asked to paskin this shayla. The Nemuki Yosef who says that he's chayv lohiris just means in a general way, this individual has a directive in a Torah to be a meirah hara and to paskin shaylas. But in this specific situation, he could have not gotten involved in the shayla, and he chose to get involved. Nevertheless, the Menuchah Yosef calls him an Einus. It's specifically in this case where Taisvis in Arasugya and the Baal Hamar, which we mentioned in Chelek Aleph, disagree with the Menuchah Yosef. And the aside of their Machlaikis is based on how to understand the Gedder of Einus. Lefi the Baal Hamar and Lefi Taisvis, in order to be considered an Einus, it has to be that this Dayan or this Meirah really had no choice. He was approached to Paskin the Shaila, he's Mechuyiv to Paskin, he's allowed to rely on his knowledge to Paskin, so the fact that he made a mistake was really beyond his control entirely. Therefore, he has a Gedder of an Einus. But if you have a Dayan which essentially should be Paskining, but he could have gotten out of Paskining this situation, so it comes out that in this specific situation, he really did have a choice. He did not have to get involved in the first place. That's not going to have a gather of an Einus, Lefi Taisus and Lefi the Baal Hamar. However, the Nemuki Yosef holds that even in such a situation, he also has a Shem of an Einus. As long as this Dayan or this Meir Hira is authorized and he's being Noyed Keshura, it's okay and it's Beseder for him to Paskin, he's fine with what he did, that's also going to be considered an Einus if he makes a mistake and he's going to be Potter. In short, the Machlaikas is, in order to be an Einus, Lefi the Baal Hamar and Lefi Taisvis, it has to be that he had no choice. Whereas Lefi the Nemuki Yosef, as long as it was okay what he did, he had the right to do what he did, that itself is going to give him a Shem of an Einus. Ad kan this shtickle, and this is a Meridik Ashlama to what we spoke about in Chelek Aleph. And now let's go weiter to the next Inyan on this daf. The Gemara discusses two distinct separate halachas when a Talmud should not paskin. The first halacha is Talmud al yaira el imke neitel rishus mi rabbi. A Talmud cannot paskin unless he receives rishus from his Rebbe. This din is a gzeirah midrabanan, like the Gemara's masbir, because there was once a Talmud who came to a far-flung community and he paskin the halacha that may bitzim is not makshir, and they made a mistake, they thought he said may bitzoyim is not makshir. On account of this, ba'is shah gozru, that a Talmud is not allowed to paskin unless he's neitel rishus mi rabbi. How would that help to take care of any mistakes that may happen? So Rashi's mefarish v'zel l'shan kachay v'chiyav le'rabbi rishusa meidak dayik be. His rabbi will be medayik and make sure sheyehe l'shaynei pasuach v'layitu hashaymin es devarav. So the idea why he has to be mekabel rishus is a practical inyan so that the rabbi should make sure that the Talmud could paskin in a clear way where no tos should come out of his words. That's the first halacha. The second halacha that the Gemara brings down is Talmud al yaira halacha b'makim rabbi, elem kein hayarachik mimenu gimel prasois keneged machane Yisrael. A Talmud should never paskin a halacha b'makim rabbi. Now, how close to the Rebbe is considered b'makim rabbi? So the Gemara says the shear is gimel prasois, which is keneged the size of Machane Yisrael. As long as he's within Gimel Prasayis, it's also for him to paskin. If he goes out of Gimel Prasayis, it's mutter for him to paskin, even during the lifetime of his Rebbe. Now, what's the Svara of Keneged Machane Yisrael? So Rashi is Mefarish, because there's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa which says, U'moyshe yikach es ha'oyel, Moshe Rabbeinu took his oil, v'notalei michutz l'machane, harchek min ha'machane, v'korolei oyel mayid, V'haya kom vakish Hashem, yetzel ohel mayid asher michutz lamachana. So we see from here that kom vakish Hashem, anybody who had a shayla, he had to go out to Moshe Rabbeinu, and nobody would paskin because you can't paskin a shayla b'makim rabbi. Now Zok Rashi, this was a special chiddush which was only by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk, because Moshe Rabbeinu essentially was out of the Machane Yisrael, so his Gimel Parsayis away from the inside of Machane Yisrael. So if so, Be'etzem al pi halacha, someone could have paskin, that's not considered B'makam Rabbi. So the Torah is emphasizing that Moshe Rabbeinu was different, Hainu Ribusa de Moshe, that even though he was out of Gimel Parsayis, still Kamavakesh Hashem, nobody else paskined, and they only went to Moshe Rabbeinu. From here we see that any other Rebbe who's not like Moshe Rabbeinu, if he was any closer than that, if he was Teich Gimel Parsayis, would be Aser. But if he's out of Gimel Parsayis, it's Mutter. So from here, we learn the concept that within Gimel Parsayis, it's Aser to Paskin B'makim any Rebbe, and out of Gimel Parsayis, it's Mutter. It's Mashbir from this, that it's Pashut a Halacha Midereisa. We learn it from the Pasuk. And Azai is Mashma also in the Sugi and Erevind of Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Amar Rava, Befun of Aser V'chayev Misa. If a Talmud paskins bifnei rabbi, not only is it Aser, he's chayev misa. And Taisus and other Rishayim over there say that bifanov is the shear of Gimel Parsayas. And the Gemara explains over there that that's the reason why bnei Aaron were nifter, because there are Myra halacha bifnei Maisha, and that's punishable by misa. So here again we see that this is a din da'iraisa. So it comes out we have two separate dinim. The first halacha is a gzerim of the Rabbanon because of a Maisa Shahaya that a Talmud shouldn't paskin at all Elam Kenoitel Rishos Mirabai. And the second halacha is a halacha which is learnt out of Psukim and of Bnei Aaron. It's a din medar Raisa that Bimokim Rabbi Teich Gimel Parsayis, it's also for a Talmud to paskin. Now, Akalpanim, it comes out that to paskin Shalai Bifnei Rabbi, which is Chutzmi Gimel Parsayis, there's no inyan, there's no issue of Kvod Rabbi. Now the Rishayim ask on this a very big kasha from the sugya in Erevin of Samach Gimel. The Gemara over there brings down that Rav Hamnuna did not paskin any halachas as long as Rav Huna, his Rebbe, was alive, even Shalaybim Kaimai, even out of Gimel Parsayas. Whereas as long as Rav Chista was alive, he did paskin as long as it wasn't Befanov, as long as it was Chutz Mikimel Parsayas. And the Gemara explains, what's the difference? Because Rav Huna was the Rabbi Muvik of Rav Hamnuna. Therefore, it was also for him to paskin even Shalai Bifanov. Whereas Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna's relationship with Rav Chista was only one of a Talmud Chavir, which is not a Rabbi Muvik, which is why it's Mutter Shalai Bifanov. That's the Gemara's Chiluk. So Fregin the Rishayim, so you see that a full-fledged Rebbe, it's also to paskin as long as he is alive, even Shalai Bifanov, even Chutz Migilma Prasayis. How does that stem with our sugya that it's mavur that he may paskin out of Gimel Parsayas? So Taisus over there in Masech the Erevin of Samach Beis and Beis, B'divri Amaschal Rav Chista, he says that al kochach you have to say that our sugya is not referring to a Rebbe Muvik. Our sugya is referring to a Talmud Chaver. So a Talmud Chaver, there's taka a difference between Teich Gimel Parsayas and Chutz Migimel Parsayas. That's Taisus in Erevin's Mahalach. But Taisus in our sugya, Divrei Maschil Elim Kain, says that can't be. Because it's mevor in the sugya that we learn this halacha out of Oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like we said earlier, B'Shem Rashi, that the Torah is teaching us Tafka Mishem Rabusa de Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu had a special chashivas where even Chutz Migilma Prasayis was Aser to Paskin. Whereas anyone less than Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashma, even if he's a Rebbe Muvik, he's just not in the Darga of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Rabban Shal Kol Yisrael. There also, the halacha would be that Chutz Migilma Parsayis would be Mutter. So we cannot say that our sugya is going by Rebbe She'ena Muvik. So we're back to the stira that we see in our sugya that even a Rebbe Muvik, it's Mutter to Paskin Shalei Bifanov Chutz Migilma Parsayis. Whereas in the sugya in Erevin, we see that a full-fledged Rebbe, a Rebbe Muvik, it's also to Paskin calls man he's alive, even Shalei Bifanov. That's the kasha that Taisus has by us. And for Taisus, that over there in that sugya, Hasa Mairi Beloy Notal Rishos Mirabai. This that sugya is mavur, that there's an all-out iser to paskin in the lifetime of his Rebbe. That's talking about where he did not receive Rishos from his Rebbe to paskin. Whereas in our sugya, we're talking about where he's received Rishos from his Rebbe to paskin. That's where Mamachalik, that Rishos helps in order to paskin Chutz Migilma Parsayis. But Teich Gimel Parsayis, it still remains Aser to paskin. Adkan divrei Taisus by us. Now this the Taisus is machalik between Natal Rishus and not Natal Rishus. That needs a beer. What does Taisus mean? So Alpi Pashas, Taisus is talking about whether or not he received Rishus from his Rebbe to paskin this specific dentira. The sugi and Erevin is talking about where he never received Rishus from his Rebbe to paskin this dentira. So it's usher as long as his Rebbe is alive. Whereas in our sugya, we're talking about where he received Rishos from his Rebbe to paskin even this specific dentira. Nevertheless, Bifanov, it's still going to remain Usr. That Rishus is only going to help to Paskin Shalai Bifanov, but if the Psak Din is taking place Bifnei Rabbi, then the Rishus does not help. That's the Pashup Shat and what Taisus means when he says Notal Rishus. But this is very schwer. L'chayre, we Paskin in Masech Tekedushan Taflamet Beis, Rav Shemachal Al Kvaydei, Kvaydei Machal. If a Rebbe is Meichal on his Kavod, the Mechila works, and there's no Chiv to be Mechabed him. So L'chayre, in our Sugya, where the Rav gave Rishus for the Talmud to Paskin, that constitutes a Mechila B'chvaydei, so why should there still be an Isser to Paskin B'fanav? L'chayre, this is a classic case of Rav Shemachal Al Kvaydei, where the Halacha is Kvaydei Machal. That's L'chayre very schwer on Taisvis. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, in Shiur Reb Shmuel, Ais Nun Vav, he says that Bal Karchach, you have to say that when Taisus says Loi Notal Rishus in that Sugya, but in our Sugya is Notal Rishus, Taisus is not talking that he's got Rishus specifically to Paskin this entire in this instance. Rather, Taisus is referring to a general Rishus that a person needs from his Rebbe to Paskin, which means Taisus is referring to the first din that we have in our Sugya, where there was a Gzeiras Rebbe, that a Talmud can never go ahead and engage in paskening any halachas unless he receives a yoyre yoyre a rishus from his Rebbe. Like the Gemara's Mavur, because of a Maisa Shahaya, that there was such a Gzeira. So what Taisus means is like this. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about a person who never received his initial rishus from his Rebbe to pasken. So therefore, Be'emes makes a nafkamina if he's paskening b'fnei Rabbi or shalai b'fnei Rabbi. He doesn't have any rishus b'chlal to pasken. Whereas our Gemara is talking about somebody who did receive Rishus from his Rebbe to Paskin. So on a general basis, it's mutter for him to Paskin. The only thing that remains is the second din, which is the halacha of Kvoid Rabbi. So there the Gemara says that Shalai Bifnei Rabbi, it's mutter for him to Paskin, but Bifnei Rabbi, it's Aser for him to Paskin. But we're not talking about where his Rebbe gave him a direct Rishus to Paskin, this specific Psak Din, even though it's Bifanav. Because Enechanami, in such a scenario, it would be mutter for him to Paskin. Rav Shemachal Kvaydei, Kvaydei Machal. All Taisus means is that he got a general Rishus to Paskin, so he may engage in Paskining Halachas. That's why it's Mutter to Paskin Shalai Bifanav. But as far as this Psak Din is concerned, to actually go ahead and Paskin Bifnei Rabbi, and to be Oivar and Kvayd Rabbi, for that he never received a Mechila, which is why it is Aser. Ad Kan Divrei Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. But the Emes says, if you think into it, this is a Peladik Pshat, and it's Tzarech Birur to find out if Reb Shmuel actually said this pshat or not. Maybe the Talmidim were mistaken in how they understood what Reb Shmuel said. Because if you look in the Gemara over there in Erevin of Samach Gimel, the Gemara is talking about Reb Hamnuna. Reb Hamnuna, the Gemara says, did not paskin b'shnei Reb Huna. As long as Reb Huna was alive, he didn't paskin. But after the demise of Reb Huna, even though Reb Chista was alive and he was a Talmud Chavar of Reb Chista, he only refrained from paskining b'funav, but Shalai B'fanav, he didn't paskin. Now, the Gemara never says that at any point he got Rishus from his Rebbe to paskin. If it's true that Rav Hamnuna never received a Rishus from his Rebbe to paskin, it's also for him to paskin even after Rav Huna was Nifter. The halacha of Talmud al Yaira Elim Kein Neitel Rishus Mirabai never expires. That's a Gzera D'Rabbanan, in order that a Talmud, when he paskins, should be careful to be medayik b'lashaynai, and that nobody should be toya in what he says. Every dayan must receive what we call b'zmanenu a smicha, a yayre yayre, a rishus from a rebbe to paskin. The fact that his rebbe was nifter before he managed to give him rishus does not automatically allow a talmud to go ahead and paskin. So how can the Gemara say that in the lifetime of Rav Huna, because he was his rebbe muvik, he didn't paskin, but after Rav Huna was nifter and Rav Chista was alive, then he did paskin? If Taisus means that he never received a general rishus to paskin, that would not change between the lifetime of Rav Huna or after he is nifter. So l'chayre, it is impossible to say such a pshat. And Taisus does not mean to say that Rav Hamnuna never received his initial rishus to paskin. Of course he received the rishus to paskin, which is why be'emes, after Rav Huna was nifter, he was able to paskin. Elamai, Taisus means, like we explained earlier, that the Gemara in Erevin is talking about where Rav Hamnuna did not receive a direct rishus to paskin this din Torah. And that's where the Gemara says that without receiving a direct rishus, even though he got a general rishus, Rav Hamnuna refrained from paskining any psak halacha b'yimei chayav of Rav Huna, but in the lifetime of Rav Chista, of whom he was only a Talmud Chavar, he paskined even without receiving a direct rishus as long as it was shalei b'fanav. Mashenkin in our Gemara, which our Gemara is mevor that even b'mechayev of a Rebbe Muvik, it is mutter to paskin shalai b'fan of chutz migimel parsayis. Taisa's understanding that we're talking about where besides for the general rishos, we're talking about where the Talmud received rishos to paskin this specific dentaira b'mei rabbi, and that's where our Gemara is mevor that nevertheless, if it's taich gilma parsayis, even with rishos, it's aser to paskin, and it's only mutter to paskin out of gimel parsayis. Just this brings us back to our original question: why be'emes taich gilma parsayis is it aser if he received his rishos from his rebbe? The klal is like we pass in the kedusha of Lamed Beis, Rav Shemachal al Kvaidei, Kvaidei Machal. So it's very fair. So the emes is that in the kedusha Iran he brings down B'Shem Rabbeinu David that says this chiluk that if you received rishos from his rabbi to paskin, there's a difference between Taich Gimel Parsayis and Chutz Migimel Parsayis. And the Ran be'emes argues in him Mehai Taima. Zok the Ran, it can't be. Rav Shemachal al Kvaidei Kvaidei Machal, and if you received rishos from his rabbi, it would be mutter to paskin even Taich Gimel Parsayis. Al Kapanim, we have a clear machlekes b'shainim about this. Does the klal of Rav Shemachal al Kvaidei Kvaidei Machal allow a Talmud of a rabbi Muvik to paskin Taich Gimel Parsayis or not? And the emes is, Azayiz Mavur also on the Nemukhi Yosef. The Nemukhi Yosef says that if he does not receive Rishus from his Rebbe, he's Chayiv Misa if he paskins Bifanav Taich Gimel Prasayis, like it's Mavur in the Gemara and Erevind of Samach Gimel. But if he did receive Rishus, nevertheless, even though he's not going to be Chayiv Misa, it's Aser to paskin Taich Gimel Prasayis, and it's Mutl to paskin out of Gimel Prasayis. Now this that the Rishus HaKapanim works, that he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa, obviously, we're talking about whether he received Rishus to Paskin this specific Dentaira. Not that he received a general Rishus to Paskin, Machmas Tadin, of Talmud al Yaira Elam Kei Neitel Rishus Mirabai. Because a general Rishus is not going to help that he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. In order not to be Chayiv Misa, he has to be careful with Kvod Rabbi. And the fact that his Rebbe gave him a general Rishus to Paskin, if he did not give him a direct Rishus, that would still be an infringement on Kvod Rabbi. So Al Karchach, the Nemukhi Yosef, is talking about where we receive Rishus directly to Paskin this Dintayr Bafanav. Nevertheless, the Nemukhi Yosef is Mavur, that Rishus only helps that he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa, but nevertheless it's still going to be Usr for him to Paskin. This brings us back to the question, why? L'chayre Rav Shemachal al Kvaidai Kvaidai Machal. So Hayyitze, it's the Mashmais of Taisvis, and it's Mefurish in Rabbeinu David, and it's Mavur in the Nemukhi Yosef, that even though there's a klal of Rav Shemachal al Kvaidei Kvaidei Machal, and even though this person received Rishus to Paskin in this situation, nevertheless, Taich Gimel Prasayis, it is Aser to Paskin Bifnei Rabbi. The ones that argue on this is the Chidush Eran, and Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Kemavur, from the Pshat that he tries to say in Taisvis. But Tzarech Bir Be'emes, what's Taka the Pshat in Taisvis, Rabbeinu David, and the Nemukhi Yosef? Now, L'chayra, the Pshat in these Rishayinim can be well explained, al pi yisayit from the Brisker Rav, in Chidush Shemar and Riz Halevi al Rambam, Hilchas Talmud Torah. And the Brisker Rav over there has a big arichas to explain that it's mevor from the Rambam, and he goes to the Makar of Divrei Rambam in the Gemara, that there are two dinim in Hilchas Kvaid Rabbi. One is a halacha of Kvaid Umayre, which we find by a Rebbe Muvik. And the second is a general halacha, which is Kavod of a Talmud Chacham, which every Yid is Mechuyev to be Mechabed every Talmud Chacham. And the Brisker Rav quotes the Divrei Rambam. The first halacha of Kavod Umayra, which we find by Rabbi Muvik, is Mavur in the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah in the beginning of Parakei. Zog the Rambam v'zel l'shainai, k'shem she'adam etzuvah b'chvayt ave v'yir asai, kachu chayiv b'chvayt rabbe v'yir asai. The Rambam makes a comparison to the chiyuv that every person has to be Mechabed ave v'imai, so too, every person has a chiyuv to be machabed his Rebbe, which is referring to Rebbe Muvik, k'mevur behemshech divrei Harambam. The second halacha is mevur and divrei Rambam in the beginning of Perek Vav. So the Rambam v'zel l'shainai kol tamar chacham mitzvah lahadrei afal bisha enoi rabbi shenemar b'pnei seva tokum v'hadar to pnei zokein. Zokein is Rosh Hatevis ze kana chachma. So here the Rambam is telling us that there are hilchas hidur, which a person is mechuyev for every Talmud Chacham. Now, if we ever find in Shas that a person has a certain level of kavod, which is mechuyev to a Rebbe, even though the Rebbe is not a Rebbe Muvik, that's obviously coming machmas the second din of that every person is mechuyev to be mechabed every Talmud Chacham. Because the first din, which is a din of Meir of a Kavod, which is compared to Avi V'imai, that's only a halacha by a Rebbe Muvik. A Rebbe She'eni Muvik does not have that first din, and any din to be Mechabedim is only going to be Bechlal, the regular din of being Mechabed, every Talmud Chacham, Midin V'Hadarta Pnei Zaken. Now, this that the Gemara in Kedushin is Mavur, that a Rav Shemachal al Kvayde, Kvayde Machal, is that halacha apply to the first din, or to the second din, or to both? So the Brisker Rav is Medayik from the Lashon Rambam in Perakei Halacha Yud Aleph as follows. Zog the Rambam v'zel ha-shaynai, harav ha-muvik shirotza limchal al-kvaydai b'chol ha-dvara me'elu, oi be'echad mehen, l'chol tamidav oi le'echad mehen, harashus b'yadai. The Rambam says that a Rebbe Muvik may be meichel on any of the inyanei kovid, which he just spoke about in this parak in Parakei. The Kesef Mishnah over there is Medayik. Why does the Rambam specifically say harav ha-muvik? Only a Rebbe Muvik may be meichel, but a Talmud Chavar, a Stam Rebbe, cannot be Meichel. And the Kesef Mishnah learns that the Rambam means to say a Chiddush, that even a Rebbe Muvik, who the halacha of Kavod to Rebbe Muvik is so much more chomer, that's also Nitin Lemechila. But the halachas of Kavod that a person is Mechuyiv to Stam a Rebbe She'ena Muvik, or to any Talmud Chacham, that is Kavachomer Nitin Lemechila. That's what the Kesef Mishnah learns. But the Brisker Rav understands not like that. The Brisker Rav is Medayik that the Rambam is saying, only B'chol HaDvarim HaElu, only these specific halachas which I spoke about in Parakei, which are midine harav ha-muvik, those are nitin l'mechila. But the other dinim, which are they are included in the halacha of hadarta pnei zaken, they are not nitin l'mechila at all. Hayyotzei, that there are two levels of kavod. There's the general basic level of kavod, which you're mechuyev to any Rebbe, Rebbe she'ena muvik, any Talmud Chacham b'Yisrael. Those general halachas are not nitin l'mechila b'chlal. If a Talmud Chacham would say, I'm Meichel on the halacha of Hadarta Pnei Zaken, it is not biyadei to be Meichel. It is only the extra halachas which the Rambam delineates in Parakei, that a person is Mechuyev Bechvayd Rabbi, just like his Mechuyev Bechvayd Umayra Aviv Imai, those extra halachas are Nitan Lemechila. That's how the Brisker Rav learns Pshat in the Rambam. And what's the Pshat in this? Zok the Brisker Rav, a beautiful Pshat. The chiyuvim that a Talmud has to his Rebbe Muvik, that's a personal chiyuv that he has to the Rebbe. Just like a person has a personal chiyuv of kavod umayra to his father and to his mother, so too he has a personal chiyuv to the Rebbe. The Rebbe has a tviya based on the Torah that I taught you. I have a tviya, you have to be mechaved me. Therefore, that din kavod umayra is nitin lemechila. If it's his din, if it's the schus and the right of the Rebbe to have this kavod, if it's my schus and my right, I may be meichel on it. Just like the chiyuv of kibud av v'eim, where it's the right and the schus of the father and the mother to have a certain level of kavod, therefore, because it's their din, they could be mevater and be meichel on their specific din. That's as far as the halacha of kavod umayra of Rabbi Muvik is concerned, which the Rambam compares to the halacha of kibud av v'eim. Mashenkin the halacha of Hadarta Pnei Zaken, which is a chiyuv to be mechabed every Talmud Chacham, even somebody who's not a Rabbi Muvik, even someone who my yachas to him is only that of a Talmud Chavar, I'm a chiyuv to be mechabed and midin v'Hadarta Pnei Zaken. That's not a schus and a right which every Talmud Chacham walking down the street has. That's a chiyuv and a mitzvah which is mutal like our kafta the gavra. Every person has a mitzvah saseh, v'Hadarta Pnei Zaken. Go ahead and show respect and show hidur for a Talmud Chacham. That halacha is not nitin lemechila ayidei the Talmud Chacham. It's not his personal din. It's my mitzvah. It's the mitzvah of every yid to give that hidur and that respect to any Talmud Chacham. That's how the Brisker Rav explains why the Rambam legabe the halacha of mechila specifically says so in regards to the halacha of a Rebbe Muvik. And zok the Brisker Rav that this difference in how to understand the two different mitzvahs, the one of a Rebbe Muvik and the one on kol Talmud Chacham, it's very meduic in the Lashon Rambam, how the Rambam words the din. When it comes to the halacha of Kvayd Rabbi Muvik, the Lashon of the Rambam is Kahu Chayiv B'Kvayd Rabbi. It's a Chiyuv. The Lashon of Chiyuv is a Lashon which we find in Dinei Mominus, I owe you. Whereas when it comes to the halacha of being Mechabed V'Adarta Pnei Zaken, all Tamid Chachamim, the Lashon of the Rambam over there is Kol Tamid Chacham Mitzvah Lahadre. It's a Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah like Anachas Tefillin. which is not nitan lemechila. Adkan, the yisoid of the Briska Rav. Now let's go back to our sugya. Now, this halacha that a Talmud can't paskin b'fnei rabbi within Shalish Parsayas, yesh lachkar, is that halacha mitzad the first halacha, mitzad the halachas of kaved umayra to rabbi muvik? Or is that halacha that's bachla the din of hadar to b'nei zaken? So obviously, it's midin v'hadar to b'nei zaken. Because if it was mitzad the first halacha, it would only apply by rabbi muvik and not by a Talmud chaver. If the Gemara in Erevin teaches us that even a Talmud Chaver is also to paskin b'fnei rabbi, to'ek shalosh parsayis, obviously this halacha is bechlal, the halacha of hadar t'pnei zaken, which is a halacha that applies to be mechabit all Talmidei Chachamim. Now that does not mean that it's also to paskin within shalosh parsayis of any Talmud Chacham. Obviously this halacha is only in regards to the yachas of a Talmud Chaver to his Rebbe, which is not a Rebbe Muvik. But it means that mitzad the halacha of hidur, that a person is mechayiv to respect every Talmud Chacham, that's mechayiv that if this specific Talmud Chacham is my Rebbe she'ena muvik, then I may not paskin within shalosh parsayis of this Rebbe. But the yisoid of the din is the halacha of v'hadar t'pnei zaken, which is a general halacha. However, the other halacha which the Gemara in Erevin says, that in the lifetime of a Rebbe Muvik, it's also to paskin even shalei b'fanav, obviously that's a halacha that's coming mikoyach the extra halacha of kvaid umayre Rabbi Muvik. Lefi this, divrei ha'Tosfos are mamish beautiful. The Gemara in Erevin is talking about a situation where the Rebbe did not give reshus, the Rebbe did not issue any mechila whatsoever. Therefore, if he's a Rebbe Muvik, because the Rebbe was not meichel, he's chayiv to give him the extra kavod and not paskin b'mei chayiv at all, which is why Rav Hamnuna did not paskin b'chayiv of Rav Huna even shalai b'fanav. However, if he's only a Talmud Chaver, so he's only left with the other halacha of Hadarta, that is only m'chayiv of a Talmud Chaver not to paskin b'fanav, but shalai b'fanav he may paskin, which is why Rav Hamnuna did paskin in the lifetime of Rav Chista as long as it was shalai b'fanav, because he was sachakol only a Talmud Chaver of him. Masha'enkein, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's going in a situation where the Rebbe was Meichel. If the Rebbe was Meichel, that means to say the extra halacha of Rebbe Muvik does not exist. Because the extra halacha of Rebbe Muvik is Nitan Lemechila, Ukamavur Barambam, as explained by the Briska Rav. The only halacha that remains is the halacha which applies to every Rebbe, even a Rebbe She'enu Muvik, which comes Mikoyach the halacha of Adar T'Pnei Zaken, which that halacha is Loi Nitan Lemechila. That is exactly why, even though the Rebbe was Meichel, but al kapanim b'fanav toik shalosh parsayis, the mechila will not help. Because the mechayiv of that halacha is the din of hadar t'pnei zaken, which is not nitan lemechila. So avada, it's true that our Gemara, which learns the halacha of shalosh parsayis out of Moshe Rabbeinu, is also referring to a Rebbe Muvik. But as Tosfos is masber, that in our sugya, he was neitel rishus mirabbi, so every Rebbe Muvik, if the Rebbe is Meichel, he is reduced to the status of a regular Talmud Chacham, which has halacha of Hadar T'Pnei Zaken. And that's where the klal of Shalosh Parsayis does apply. So lefi this, it's in Siyashiv Shapir, Shitas HaTosfos, Shitas Rabbeinu David, and Shitas HaNemukah Yosef, that even if the Rebbe is Meichel, but HaKalpanim Toich Shalosh Parsayis, it is still Aser T'Paskin. The question that the Chiddush Iran asks, that the klal is harav shemachol al kvaide kvaide machol, but as the Briska Rav explains, that does not refer to a din kavod which is coming from the general halacha of hadar t'pnei zaken, and toich shalosh parsayis, that iser applies to every talmud chacham, as we see that even klape a talmud chaver, he's also aser to paskin toich shalosh parsayis, so that's not nitan lemechila. Ad kan this shtickel and ad kan this shir on Sanhedrin daf hei chelik beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.